The Culture Coaching Lab. Go to www.culturecoachinglab.com. Go there today. Self-paced online masterclass courses that are designed for you to build your skill of multicultural leadership. It's live. Let's go.
Welcome to Culture Coach, a podcast with me, Nikki Lerner, helping you to engage in a proactive movement towards unity and understanding as it relates to culture and come from. Thanks for joining me today. You ready to go? Let's get started. Hey, thanks again so much for listening. You know, I wanted to create a space each week where you and I can learn about different cultures and come froms in a safe, non-threatening, non-embarrassing environment. I hope you enjoy this podcast. For more creative resources and ideas, you can engage with me at NikkiLerner.com.
What a good day it is to be alive. I hope you're feeling like that today. I am. As I'm sitting here in my office, I get to stare out of this big window in my office, and right outside, I have these beautiful trees that I get to look at every day, reds and yellows and oranges, and it's just fantastic. Maryland in the fall is one of my most favorite times of year. It reminds me of change. It reminds me of, it gives me a lot of energy. It just feels good all around. So I'm excited about that. How was your week? How was last week for you? Take a minute today. And what I really want to encourage you to do, set yourself a timer, okay? Because sometimes if you don't set yourself a timer, you will overthink this, okay, as soon as I say it. But set yourself a timer for, 60 seconds. Put it on. And what I want you to do is I want you to think back to last week. I want you to think about one thing that you did, or one thing that your team did, one thing that your organization did that you can connect back to your vision, the outcome that you want for your cultural diversity work. So just do that for a minute. Again, take 60 seconds, put a timer on, and see if you can identify it. Now, if you are having a hard time identifying it, or maybe your answer is, you know what, last week we didn't do anything, then a really good question to ask yourself is, what kept you from doing something last week that was connected to your culture work goals? And remember, you've probably heard me say this before, but just remember that, when you are trying to take stock of what's going on, when you're trying to take stock of your week or your day or the work that you are doing towards your cultural diversity work, when you get the answer, particularly if you don't prefer the answer, don't judge it. Because the whole purpose behind just asking these good questions of yourself is not for judgment. It's for information, right? So if the information is you can pinpoint something that you were able to do or your organization was able to do that is connected to your culture work, then you'll know that. If it looked like a week where there was no, maybe no intention towards it, that'll tell you that. But make sure that you don't go into the judgment hole, okay? You want to be able to see these things as information, not judgment. Now, what I will say to you is what you want to be careful of is you want to be careful if you have a pattern after you take kind of stock of your previous week. If you have a pattern of not doing anything or not doing anything intentionally towards your cultural diversity work, you want to be really careful not to let yourself off of the hook too many times in a row, right? Because life happens, business happens, organizational life happens, and sometimes you have to respond to that. But if over time, and you do this audit every week, you can see that every week you are letting yourself off the hook, or you're letting your organization off the hook from intentionally planning some of your work towards cultural diversity. Now we've got a pattern that you don't want, instead of just sort of an outlier. Okay, so let me just make that clear to you today. Now, why am I starting with this today? Well, it's because the podcast today is called Tell Better Stories. When I work with people, this is one of the things that I can tell is missing from cultural diversity work is stories. So stories about what? There are several things. One, stories about what was or is the catalyst for change in the organization. Two, where the company is. And then three, where the focus of the company or the organization is. These three things are usually missing. Let me talk a little bit about all of them. Number one is, what was the catalyst for change? You know, so much of culture work started to come into the forefront, or really started to heighten in 2020. And there were almost every organization or business, even faith communities, were really asking the question, you know, how are we doing in this area? Are we doing enough? Do people feel safe in our environment? All these kinds of questions that are awesome. But what happened was, we didn't get very good at telling the story of the catalyst. And if you're honest, if you're listening, for many of you, 2020, what happened with George Floyd, what happened with some of the other Americans that were killed, or, you know, all of these situations, we didn't have the courage, and you may not have had the courage in your organization to actually say that that was the catalyst. Because that's hard, right? That's a hard truth for some of you, that you know, that the catalyst for you even diving into cultural diversity work in your organization was something as awful as the things that happened in 2020. But here's the thing. You may not like that that's true, but it's true nonetheless. So you have to be willing to own your company's story. You have to be willing to own the organizational story about why you even started this in the first place, right? It's very, very important for you to know that, because you have to know, particularly if you're the person in your organization that is kind of the keeper of the vision, or the keeper of, you know, what's going on. You really have to tell this story very good. So don't be afraid of telling the story, the catalyst behind what was that catalyst needed for the change. Okay, so tell that story. Here's the second story that we need to get really good at telling, and that second story is that where is the company now? Again, oftentimes, if you don't take the audit of your company, if you don't ask just two or three simple questions about where the company is, then you won't be able to give anybody a baseline in your organization about where you're going and about what's actually really true. And what I've seen happen is companies and organizations, they kind of audit the heck out of their company. They come up with these truths of where the company is, and then they start to feel bad about it. And if you feel bad about something, this is just human. If you feel bad about something, you're not going to want to share it, right? You're not going to want to share some of the things that maybe are not yet, right? So if you did an audit of your company, or you did an audit of your organization, and you found out that your organization was mostly monocultural, or maybe even you had some practices that were unintentionally keeping different kinds of people out, well, you may not want to share that story. Right? You may not want to share where the company is because you don't like where the company is. But I'm telling you now that you need to begin to tell that story of where the company is. You know why? So that it makes sense once you tell your company or your organization where you are going or what your focus is. Don't be afraid to commit to one single focus. there are many of you out there, some of you listening to me now, who you have, you know, 15 areas of growth or 25 priorities or, you know, something like that. And I'm telling you right now, you're not going to do any of them. And you're going to feel bad because you haven't been able to reach your goal. But when really what the problem was is that you just had too many things going on. So even in cultural diversity work, don't be afraid to commit to one focus area. What is the focus? What is the commitment that your company is going to make? What are you going to try? That's some language you can use. What are you going to try for the next 6 to 12 months? Right? What are you going to try for the next year to 2 years to 3 years? What are you going to try? Those are the stories that we need to keep telling to our organization. Those are the stories that we need to keep telling to our company partners. These are the stories that we need to tell. And not only that, you know, really reflecting over your week every week gives you an opportunity to see where there's actually some growth. And so then when you see some growth or you see some things that like, hey, we did this thing or that thing that connected to the focus that we told people we were going to do, then what you can also do is highlight what is actually going on in your company. And these are the things that keep people focused and motivated around the cultural diversity work when they actually see that what they're doing is actually making a difference. It's a lot harder for people to figure out if the things that they are committing to every week or every month around cultural diversity is actually working, if they don't hear any stories about it, if they don't hear any updates about it, if they don't hear people talking about it. And so then, you know, I talk to a lot of frustrated senior leaders who are like, but look what we've done. Look at all the things that we're doing. You know, look at the things that we did. Well, yes, you did those things and you forgot to talk about it. So when the people in your organization or your staff with regards to cultural diversity work are coming to you and saying, you know, what are we doing? Or we're not doing anything. Have you heard that one before? We're doing nothing with regards to cultural diversity work. Like nothing? Really? Nothing? I haven't met too many people, quite frankly, that are doing nothing that took intention to do this. So it's really, really important for you and I to tell better stories about what's happening in our organization. Maybe that's the commitment that you need to make today, is to tell better stories, right? Maybe that's the focus and the commitment. Maybe that's something that you can share with the people that work for you and your organization. Do you know a really great way that you can put some of these things into practice? Is if you go to the Culture Coaching Lab today and go check out some of the offerings, the online masterclasses. They're self-paced. They're really well done. I wouldn't offer them to you unless they were. One of the courses I'm thinking about today is called The 10 Challenges of a Multicultural Leader. And if you listen to me, then I know that you are becoming a multicultural leader. You are trying to build the skill set of multicultural leadership. And if so, you need to keep investing in your own growth. So you can go over to culturecoachinglab.com right now, and that masterclass course is actually available to you. It's called 10 Challenges of a Multicultural Leader. Go check it out. Take that course first as a leader, and then share it with your team. Share that teaching with your team. You can break that teaching down into several months across the life of your organization while you are doing your culture work. But go there today, check it out, and let me know what you think. All right? Thanks for being with me today.
Hey, thanks so much for making the time to listen. If you like the insight today, tell your friends and be part of the newsletter at nikkilerner.com. Remember, it takes that first decision to realize your vision for a more generous, multicultural life. I'll see you next week.
This episode of the Culture Coach podcast is sponsored by Timekeeper Financial Solutions. Timekeeper helps creatives and small business owners keep their financial books in order so that you can do what you're great at. Timekeeperfinancial.com, keeping count of what counts.